are victorious in Christ? Learn how you are in today's episode. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about living triumphant in Christ to help deepen your Christian living.
Yes, Jo Heather and I were just talking beforehand. This is going to be powerful, powerful. Because you need to know that you're triumphant in Christ, right? And you need to tell the enemy that too, right? That you know it. That you know it. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be sharing with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. I'll be reading to you from the King James Version. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Woo! Yes. Right?
Amen.
It's going to be great. So that may seem, if you read over that, you might think that's kind of a complicated verse to digest. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones you have to kind of read a little bit, go back over, meditate on it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be going over it in detail with you today and breaking it down to help you fully understand it. And I'm also going to be comparing it with two other versions, the New King James Version, because the King James can be a little wordy at times, and also the NIV. It's just one of my Bibles I've had for a long time that I like to reference, because they use different verbiage for it, and I think the more different translations you can look at, sometimes it paints a better picture of words, you know, help us to form thoughts in our minds. So we're going to give a better picture for you. So I believe this verse is definitely going to bless you today. I'm so excited, you're Heather. And I think it's going to help enlighten how you can live victoriously in Christ everywhere you go, everywhere you go. Amen. But I want to pass it back to you, Jo Heather, and see what your thoughts are on this.
Absolutely. Well, just to build on what you said, you know, it's always a good idea to have different references because it is going to help you, just like Tammy said, paint a picture. And if you guys are a regular listener, you've probably already picked up on the fact that I'm deeply inspired by mental imagery. And it's actually a tool that I use from my toolbox. I've talked about my toolbox before, my invisible toolbox. Mm-hmm. And it's a tool that I use to help me remember what I've learned in Scripture. I will actually sometimes draw things, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit. And I could kind of jump into that a little more deeply. But I just want you to give it a try today. I want you to begin painting a mental picture of what this verse is alluding to. And Tammy's already said, hey, this might sound a little complicated. So I want to give you a place to start, so to speak. So I want you to picture in your mind a triumphal procession, like a big parade, and you're a part of it. But you aren't just watching it go by. You're actually a participant in the procession. So imagine yourself participating. So you're a part of this victorious parade showcasing Christ's defeat of sin and death. So you're imagining yourself, you're walking that parade route, and Christ is in the front, and you're there with him and with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And guess who's at the back? Well, your defeated foes are at the back. I love that. Well, I think it's a fun mental image to start us out with. And it helps me to remember, as Tammy said, you know, I'm standing on victory ground because of Jesus. And so we're just getting started with this fun verse today, deep verse, but we're making it fun so that you guys can walk out, remember it. So stick with us and listen for more.
Wow. I love that. That parade whole thing. I imagine confetti coming all down.
Oh,
you know, and
love
and the
that.
Music. Can you imagine the singing that's going on, all the praise and worship? You know,
oh, yeah.
Hey, we have victory.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I can just see that. And you're part of that. That's a great, it's something, you know, definitely to meditate on this whole week, especially when you feel down. You know, when you feel down, you could say, oh, no, I'm in a parade.
That's right.
We're the marching band. It's grace.
Yes.
I know. I love it. So before I dive in a little bit more, I just want to take a moment to let you know, if you're enjoying this podcast, please sign up on our newsletter so we can email it to you every week. You get it a day early than on social media. You know, and don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. You can also help us by partnering with us to grow. We're trying to reach a lot more people, do a lot of things. And so you can help us out through prayer and financial support, either by, you know, sowing into our ministry or offering a sponsor spotlight. So, woo! All right, so we are going to, I got my little printouts here so that way I can focus more on you and not looking at all my screens where I'm monitoring everything as much. So, we're going to, the way we do these, if this is your first time doing one of these, we call them like shorts. I guess they were spring shorts. Now they're summer shorts. But, know, they're shorts.
I love that.
And so as we break them down verse by verse, so the first verse is, we're going to, that way we can digest a little bit easier in one chunks at a time. So now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. That's the part we're going to talk about right now. So I wanted to read you the other two versions so that you can, you know, follow. Like Joe Heather was talking about painting pictures. So the New King James Version reads, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. I love that. Mm-hmm. And then the NIV says, but thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Joe Heather was talking about the, how that's kind of like, you know, procession going down like that with the enemy in tow. He's being dragged with ropes on his belly.
You know? I like that. Yes.
I know. And so the first thing when I'm looking at this, the first thing that comes to my mind is that what? We give thanks. Did you pick that part up? This is what happens when you study, you know, scripture. You know, we give thanks, right? Thanks to God. That's the first thing we do, is give thanks for that. And then the second thing I noticed was that God causes us to have victory. He causes us to have victory in Christ. Now remember, the New King James said God leads us. And I love the NIV description that leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Now picture, like Joe Heather was saying, a victory parade after like winning a championship. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Because this version helps remind us who the victory belongs to. It's Christ's victory. Yeah. He went to the cross. It's all of his victory. But since we are in Christ, we get to be a part of it. You know, so the word captives was an interesting word, Joe Heather. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, and you typically think of captives as slaves, you know, and being in bondage. It can be like a negative picture. But I want to read you a few things, because have you ever considered that you are a slave to Christ? You ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. You are a slave to Christ. Not in a bad way. Because you're volunteering your servanthood to him, right? And is it obedience out of love? So Ephesians 6:6 says, obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. I know, that beautiful. And Colossians 3:24 says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. I know. It's rich. 1 Peter 2:16. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slave. Now, that's something to ponder. We should do an episode on that one.
Yeah,
for sure, because you are free, but you are a slave to Christ. I just said, we could meditate on all those verses to really paint a picture of what this verse is saying. And so, before I pass it back to Joe Heather, there's one other thing I want to point out, is what else does this verse say? It says always. We always. It's not like just sometimes when you get a lucky break or something. You always are having the victory in Christ. Because it's a done deal. It's a done deal. His triumphant procession. So we have the victory in him, but it's only because of him. And it's clear who gets the battle victory of the glory. And that is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Tammy and I were recently at a conference not that long ago, and we were talking about kind of that total surrender to Christ, to that living sacrifice. And that's what kind of came up in my mind as she was describing that, being a slave to Christ. But it's a slave who has every freedom to choose to be with him or to be apart from him. And so, you know, here we are choosing. We are choosing. And look, we get to be in this really cool triumphant parade. We get to stand on victory ground. We get to celebrate Christ's triumph. And, you know, as we saw, you know, as Tammy started that portion, you know, we see throughout scripture, it's best to start all things with thanks to God. because, you know, I sometimes am in conversations with individuals who are in challenging places. And it's so interesting to see how things can change when, despite the challenging place you might be in right now, if you start with thanks to God. But thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, that I know you're going to show up. Thank you, God. You know, all these things. And so, and of course, one of my favorite ways to visualize this is, and this made me think of the parade again, Psalm 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. So I was thinking about the parade, right? We're marching in, we're entering his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. There's the song, the marching band that Timmy was talking about. You know, give thanks to God, bless his name, because every good and perfect gift comes from our Father of heavenly lights. You know, it says, yes, we must thank God in all things. And so then, you know, your follow-up question might be, okay, Jo Heather, you've talked a lot about thanks through the years. Anybody who's followed our podcast or my work in coaching knows, you know, I talk about this quite a bit. And just a little tickler out there for you. In November, I host a thankfulness challenge every year, and this will be our third year. So be on the lookout for that in November. If you want to practice thankfulness, we're going to be taking a deeper look at that. But the real question is, okay, Jehovah, you're telling me to be thankful in all things. This aligning with the scripture here. I'm seeing the rewards of it. You know, I get to be triumphant with Christ. All right. Well, okay. Tell me more. What happens? So when you give thanks to God, it's what the verse says. God causes us to be triumphant in Christ. And so Tammy was talking about looking at different versions, Bible versions. I love doing that too. And so I wanted to share with you what it said in the Message Bible. And it said, in the Messiah, the Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. So, you know, yes, we were saying, think of it as, you know, that parade after you win the game. But this is perpetual. This is an ongoing. So it's that image of the ongoing celebratory sense that, you know, Christ's triumph is something that never ends. It's not a, oh, okay, we won this game and we're done. It's perpetual. And so it just makes me smile to think about being on perpetual victory parade with Christ. And so it makes me want to say just hallelujah. You know, I'm so glad to be a part of that. And I'm so glad you listeners who have chosen Christ are part of that with us.
I love that. You know, when you were talking, because you're right, it's like, I think, you know, well, it's probably way before the cross, because he was planning to go to the cross, but it is ongoing. And I think, like you said, leading us through the gates, I think it's going to lead us right up to our victory celebration dinner that we're supposed to have, right into the banquet hall. And then we're all going to sit down and have that feast with him, that big ceremony in heaven.
Oh, I love that.
It's going to be awesome.
I love that.
It's going to be awesome. It really is. I hope you're enjoying this so far. So the next line says, and maketh manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Now, this might seem weird. Okay, you might have to read this one and think, what are you talking about? This isn't language I normally speak in. So let me read you the other two versions. So the New King James Version says, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. That's just beautiful. And then the NIV says, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. Now, I'm hoping these three things come together here to kind of help put it together. So I love the maketh manifest, meaning it makes it happen. It's going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So Savior, I'm probably saying it weird with my accent here, it's of his knowledge by us, means that we are the ones doing this part. This is our part. So in the New King James, it says, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. And the NIV says, you know, uses the spread of the aroma of his knowledge. So think about that. It's through us that these things happen. So what is that saying? This is an expression of how sweet the Savior, the fragrance, the aroma is when we spread the knowledge of him, the good news about Jesus. Any good news. I mean, the good news about being saved. Once you're a Christian, you share a verse with someone that lifts them up. That's the fragrance. That's the fragrance that comes from that. It permeates out from us, you know, the gospel and the knowledge of him. And so where does this happen? Well, it says every place, right? It says every place. The NIV says everywhere, every place and everywhere. So think about your ability to step into a room or any situation with the knowledge of Christ and the aroma fragrance that that diffuses out from you. Think about that power that you have when you go into any situation and everywhere with the knowledge of Christ, that you can change a situation in a room and a place. I just think that's powerful.
Yeah, it is very powerful. It is very powerful. And actually, I heard a teaching on something that was kind of mind-blowing for me. Talking about, you were saying, you know, everywhere we go, that we also live a testimony to the powers and the principalities, which are the spiritual forces, whether they are for God's side or the enemy's side. They are witnesses. And in Ephesians chapter 3, and we'll do this on another episode, it talks about that, and I'd never realized that before, even though I've read that chapter many, many times. And so it's just interesting because we're not only, you know, carrying that fragrance in this physical world, there is a spirit, you know, our spirit man is testifying in the spirit world as well. So we were talking about different versions of the Bible. I want to share how, again, the Message Bible explains just this portion of 2 Corinthians 2:14. And this is what it says. It definitely aligns with everything Tammy just said. And I think it's just a neat way to think about it. And see, we're chewing on this, right, guys? We're kind of digging deeper and digging deeper and looking at each word. So that's why we're sharing these different versions and kind of speaking to this, so that as you're doing your studies, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're chewing on this. You're thinking about what we're sharing. I mean, that's the goal of this podcast, to help you grow in your walk with Christ and your understanding of his word. So here's part of 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Message Bible. It says, through us, that's what Tammy talked about, God brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation, an aroma redolent with life. Well, man, isn't that beautiful, you know? And it's just like Tammy already explained, when we walk into a place, there's a change. You know, I have a good friend of mine who, we were work colleagues. Actually, I'd never met this woman before. I come into this office. I wasn't even coming to see her. I was coming to see somebody else. And she told me later that the spirit within her leapt when I walked in. And she had been praying for a godly friend at work. And when I walked in, the Holy Spirit like went pop inside of her to say, that's her. Pursue her, you know. And so that's what happened. And I thought it was so neat that she actually took the time to tell me that. And I thought, well, praise the Lord that I could be that person, right? That when, you know, I walked in, it was like, phew. And her spirit and Holy Spirit recognized my spirit and Holy Spirit in me, you know? And so that's what happens. And I loved how it phrased, so the people on the way of salvation. So not everybody is going to sense the shift when you walk in the room. Some people, I just want to warn you this, I've seen it happen in my life, may sense it, but it's not a positive thing for them. Okay, so just be aware of that. They may sense a shift, and that's okay, you know. You are there as a representative of Christ. You know, you take him in as that sweet aroma. It wafts into the room. You know, it's neat. You know, I think about it. It's like, what is that smell? Right? You know, and you want some of that. It's like this amazing smell. I think one of my favorite smells is the smell of chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven. But I think the smell of Christ is way better than that. So that's a little comedy there in the middle of the show. But before we wrap things up, I just want to share with you, you know, I'm excited to tell you guys, many of you know this, one of our ongoing sponsors of the podcast is our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. You know she has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God in order to uplift and inspire you. You know from the show that she's blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. And having Tammy's books on your bookshelf give you an opportunity to just grab that encouragement anytime you need it, even when you don't have time to listen to the podcast. So you've got to find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. So now maybe you want to be a sponsor of a future episode. And in that sponsorship, even if it's not about your business or you, you may want to feature your favorite ministry effort. If that's really ringing a bell in your heart today, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Oh, thank you, Heather. Wow. This is such a great, great episode. It really, really is. And, not everybody likes the same smells. I know, one of my favorite flowers is a stargazer lily. And every time I smell that flower, and I know I wrote about it in one of my books, it reminds me, that's got to be what heaven smells like. I close my eyes, and it is the best smell in the world, besides chocolate chip cookies. You know? And I'm like, heaven's got to smell that good. I mean, it's got to smell that good, you know. Now, some people don't like it. My ex-husband couldn't, you know, he couldn't stand it. He said it would stink up the whole house. It does. It permeates. You only need a few little blossoms, and it permeates the entire room, you know. But but we're a fragrance, and yeah, Heather's right. Not everybody's going to like that, but you know, it's kind of like there's an atmospheric shift, and it should be like that, you know. The enemy should quiver in the room. Oh no, here she comes. You walk in. But hopefully, you know, it will radiate to people. I know I've been drawn to people, our dear friend Loretta. And, you know, I mean, I met her at a somebody's launch party, one of my clients and stuff. And she's across the room. It was like she glowed. I was so drawn to her. I don't remember the fragrance of it, but I just remember the light that I felt was coming from her. I was just connected to her soul in a way that I can't explain. It was like God wants you to go talk to this person. Connect with this person, you know, if you have that connection, don't feel weird about it. I can't get to talk to a stranger. No, this could be your next best friend. This could be your next sister in Christ. Somebody's going to help you through hard times or help you just celebrate things or be there to help you in your purpose and cheer you on, you know, so you definitely want to go and make that connection. If you feel that pulling of the Holy Spirit towards another soul, right? You know, so as we wrap up this verse, you know, what I'm capturing from this whole verse is, shouldn't we live this way, right? Victorious in Christ, with that assurance in everything and everywhere we go. Because sometimes even the strongest of Christians, we feel weak. We feel like we're losing the battle sometimes. We feel like the enemy's just attacking me with too many darts. I just can't dodge them all. I'm just buried here. I'm standing, but I'm getting tired of standing. I'm feeling weary. You know, I feel that way sometimes. I know Heather gets that way sometimes. You know, we're not, you know, it's not like we're just standing here on some little palace temple, you know, in our little long flowing pink dresses, you know, like everything. No, the battlefield's real. It's real, you know, but we have to remember when we get tired that we have, we already have the victory. The battle is won. We just have to remind the enemy that you said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. No, we have victory. I already have it. I'm promised it. You know, I'm promised it. Yes. So, and you know, that you have that assurance, like I said, everywhere you go. So I might add, I was thinking to Heather, when he says, you know, I have my morning routine we talked about in other episodes, you know, I was thinking about, I might add this to one of my morning routines. I'm going to read it for you. Maybe you might want to take this for you, especially if you're feeling defeated lately. So here goes. Thank you, God, that today I have victory in Jesus. I know you will cause me to triumph in Christ, and that through me, you will spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere I go. Amen. Woo!
Amen. That is beautiful. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, before we end, the last little thing I wanted to share was the Greek word in this verse is that's translated into causes us to triumph is only used in one other place in the New Testament. It appears in Colossians 2:15, and this is where Paul spoke of how Jesus had triumphed over principalities and power. And we talked about that earlier in the episode. I want you to hang on to that, because it's because of Jesus's defeat of sin and death that you stand on victory ground today. Don't forget it. You stand on victory ground today. That might need to be some words you need to repeat to yourself this week. And so with that, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, how can your Christian walk be strengthened by knowing you are with Christ on this triumphant parade? It's something to think about. Thank you for taking time to join us today. To support us and learn more about our upcoming Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.